of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
You good? Hey, are you good?
You want to talk?
No.
It's not recording.
How do we know, I know it's Sid, how do you know, you don't have that, like, headphones you put in or something?
No.
Okay, we're going to have to figure this out, it's a brand new system.
There's a recording, and it's flashing, and as we speak, we can see the green line, just like you told us.
Just so you understand, we had a meeting, where the thing was flashing, and that was happening, and then it was recorded, because it was a meeting that I wasn't here, and I had a substitute here, it doesn't take the same type of notes I take.
Ah, so we had to, yeah, reinvent the wheels.
Yes, it was a big hassle that it wasn't recording, even though it looked like it was recording, so I just want to see if there's a physical way. No, no, listen, for tonight.
Yeah, we should have a way to be able.
We tested it twice with the court administrator beforehand.
There should be a way.
Right, to be able to test
every time you use it. Look, you don't need to do it tonight, I'm just telling you.
What's the suggestion? Headphones for the laptop, and then I sit here and listen as it happens?
Yeah, just in the beginning.
Okay.
Make sure it's going right.
Make sure it's going, yeah.
I can do that.
All right, so this is the November 4th, 2024 public meeting of the planning board of the township of Clinton, county of Leonard, and state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger. A notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, you call the roll.
Mr. Aversa?
Absent.
Oh.
Ms. Butcher?
Absent, aye.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Glazer?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mayor Malay?
Last I checked.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Chairman Semay?
Here.
Okay, so, okay.
You have a call.
To draw. So I just was thinking, I noticed that the Star Ledger and the Democrat are going to cease publishing.
Yes.
It's only going to be online. I guess that doesn't mean anything for this.
Well,
not yet.
So there's a pending, the League of Municipalities has sent down a proposed bill to the legislature to allow electronic notice.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Good.
I mean, everyone.
Trying to help us.
Yeah.
Well, the league is out of track.
All right, we've got.
I mean, kind of ironic because the Star Ledger was one of the main people that were advocating against allowing electronic notes. Now,
now it's good
years now.
Well, I assume they got fixed in that they get all the money for electronic notice.
Oh, those people are pissed now. So what we're shooting for is electronic notice via township website, electronic notice from any legitimate electronic newspaper, not limited to the Star Ledger or things like that.
Wasn't there at one time a real or was it proposed sort of a central electronic notice board?
I don't remember.
It was proposed.
It's not like that. I mean, there's one that the newspaper associations run called the Jersey Notices or something, but it's only the papers are a member of.
All right. So we do have some meeting minutes. Let's do the first one, October 7th, 2024, regular meeting. Anybody have those were put out there on the shared drive? Any comments?
A couple little things, if I could. In the public hearing section, down the paragraph began, after discussion evaluation of the tree ordinance, I think we should have a tell on the last one.
Yeah, that's fine. Taylor, can you do that?
Where is that?
So, the fifth or sixth paragraph is after discussion and evaluation.
Okay.
The next one I'm quibbling a little bit, but did we really make the determination or really agree that the application will fall into category 2? I'd rather say we agreed. I think determination is a stronger word.
But that just implies there was a...
Some sort of...
formal process.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we change that determined to agreed.
And then the final one would be at the very last sentence, that ordinance, that the new tree ordinance to the tree fund, or not a tree fund, to the tree fund, because there is a tree fund.
That was created?
With that ordinance, yeah. So when does the ELDA money, when it goes for this? Just be greedy for our $10,000.
The resolution will say so.
Ah, indeed. Which will be currently coming, I'm sure.
Will be coming. I don't know that shortly.
It will be short.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that either.
All right. So with those couple of edits, anybody have anything else?
I do. The second to last paragraph on the next page. This is maybe one for Mr. Drill. It says, the board asked the zoning officer to issue the memo to the construction official to release the construction permits prior to release. That's okay, language down in minutes?
Yeah.
Because that's what we did.
That's what you did. You asked. You can't tell them.
Right.
And it's good to have, you know, a record of the planning board asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So, is there a motion to approve those minutes as amended?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer and Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
I'm going to have to decline because I haven't seen them.
She's going to abstain.
I'm going to abstain. I'm not going to refuse to.
Right.
Abstain.
You're not declining. You're abstaining.
Mayor Millay?
Aye.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Semay?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, if I could make a comment before we move on. These minutes, as is often the case, have way more detail in them than is required as outlined in Mr. Drill's memo of January 4, 2016. So it's actually, you know, the time. And I think there's a few problems with that. One is it takes up more time for the board secretary to generate the minutes, takes more time for the board members to review the minutes, and it's likely including information in there that it's going to increase the number of errors that we see. So I would encourage, Tara, if you don't have this, to go back and concern this to you.
I absolutely have this.
Okay. So do you agree with mine? Am I off base here that this has way more information in it than is necessary? Do you see a difference in it? Does anybody see a different one than I do? I will send it to you.
That's what it says.
Yeah, less is more.
It's just less is more. It's just, you know, yeah, discussion about...
What's my favorite line about minutes? There are minutes, not hours.
Right. If you indulge me for a minute, I'll tell you the eight things that must be in there. Okay? For the record. Time and place of the meeting. Board members present. And suggestion adults and names of the members that are absent. Subjects considered at the meeting, names of persons appearing and addressing the board, and there's a little more detail on that. Names of persons represented at the hearing by an attorney. Action taken by the board, specifically whether the board granted or denied approval, and if granted, whether the grant of approval was subject to conditions. Board's findings and the reasons for actions taken and vote of each member. So it doesn't require that you say, Mr. Higgins related a story from his past, Mr. McCaffrey expressed an opinion about such and such, not necessary in the minutes. Do I have that correct, Mr. Drill?
Yeah. And the thing about if there's an approval of the conditions and the findings and conclusions, that one you can say, approved subject to conditions, the findings, conclusions, and conditions are going to be set forth in the resolution to be adopted by the board attorney.
Yeah.
I've seen some minutes, you know, do when...
Didn't match with the resolution.
You might disagree. All right.
Yes. Bye. And the MLUL says the minutes, once adopted, they can be used in a legal proceeding. Now, obviously, if you had a transcript, and a transcript differs in the minutes, the transcript would probably, you know, weigh out.
And that's what the other thing, why you don't need detailed minutes, is we do have the electronics that we post that people can listen to. So if you want to hear every little comment.
Right, but you have, those are the 8 things that have to be done in the minimum. I just wanted to make sure it was clear, you don't have to list all the conditions. I mean, I have enough trouble making my own list of the conditions and the finding conclusion. That's on me.
I just ask, I apologize, I just put in some zoning regulations for a second. Is one of those items the idea that a person may lose at first glance, would get a reasonable idea or not? Okay.
Right.
They would know what decisions were made, what the vote was.
And who was there.
Who spoke in the month. They wouldn't necessarily know all the content of the deliberations.
That's right.
Does that comport? I thought the plain language of the MIUL was that somebody reading it would have a reasonable idea.
That's notice. That's the MIUL notice of a hearing. That they have a reasonable idea of what's being heard. This is minutes.
And for attendees, we hope who's virtual and not now, because that's a change since then. That's your request.
Say that again?
So we've known who's virtual and stuff. That's changed to 16. We do virtual and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just note that stuff. But.
Right.
All right. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Less is more.
All right.
Thank you for indulging.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Discussed it. Let's try and incorporate a little more. So now we do have on here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And by the way, for the rest of these minutes, please do not make her redo them to cut stuff out. Because if you have comments, do it. Let's get these minutes adopted, please.
Yeah, some of them, Josh. So they're more like notes and sentence fragments with manifest errors. I think their names are wrong.
Can I make a suggestion? If that's the case,
let's
table that one.
Carry
it and just redline it for them.
Put them on, and we don't need to all go send them to Taylor, and then she'll put the revised.
Right, she'll put it up there. Right.
Ahead of the next.
But just so you know, you should not feel bad. You know my resolutions. They go with the 3 drafts, 4 drafts, 5 drafts, 6 drafts, and certain board members, which I appreciate. I'm not saying this derogatorily, but. Correct. Oh, Tom, that's a good point. Could you make Tom aware of that? Taylor didn't do these minutes.
Correct. No, these are from the transcribing person.
Understood. Right. But the one we just reviewed, that was Taylor.
I understand.
Right. I understand the other five or not.
But for these, I think it may be easier if you've got them in Word. I think what Mr. Glazer and some of the others are referring to, there are just some basic little edits that you may be able to do just to get over the
point. Yeah.
We're not going to cut it. I agree with Mr. Gold. We're not going to go cut them down.
There's a scrivener's error.
Yeah. Can you take care of it?
Yes.
Great.
And they would have appeared, by the way, if I think we had ordered a transcript. Because we were on the verge of doing that for these 12 minutes as well.
All right. So let's carry those till the next time, and hopefully we can get them cleaned up and put away. And we'll be all caught up. Hang on. I'm trying to find the...
There you go.
Yeah, the vouchers. There are only 3. One was for the minutes themselves. They're not even. Yeah, I mean, you guys all saw them on the voucher box link?
Oh. Yeah.
You guys okay? I mean, I'm okay. If you're okay, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Question.
Are you talking
about the vouchers?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch in there about the Goodwill building, my parents.
That was my understanding, but let's.
I made sure that they were separated before it was the Court of Justice. So those are the remaining.
It was here until we found the warehouse.
Yeah, we had it here for a while. So one of our evil eyed folks recognized. All right, so are we good? I made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Sumay?
Yes. Thank you. Now, we have a request for extension of time, Ingerman Development Company LLC, 1726-3031. Applicant seeking extension of time to obtain signatures. Let Kim explain more.
I think she, Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Higgins is going to recuse himself.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Nicole Madziak, M-A-G-D-C-I-A-K, of the law firm.
Hold on. Can we do something about the feedback she's got there? Like, can you make individual adjustments or not? Let's try a couple things. If there's feedback, there's got to be a speaker somewhere nearby. There's a speaker in the back of her. So why don't we try this? Try that. Talk again.
You don't have to get so close to
me. Okay. Hello.
Still feedback.
All right, hold on. Let's try it again.
Hello.
Ah, it's a little better.
Better, right?
Yep.
Oh, how'd you do that?
I'm screwed.
Oh. Look at that.
All right, I think it's working.
And I think I have to
recognize
myself as well, because I think I had done a
traditional.
You try saying something?
Yeah, so, can you talk again?
So, yes.
Yeah, sorry, so, I'll also...
No, it's off.
No, it's on.
Okay, that's good.
I think I'm turning off the speaker.
Ah, right.
Testing?
I'm guessing here.
We're good.
It was working.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I turned down the speaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's
what it works. So, for the record, not only we have Malay who also recused himself.
Noted.
Yep. He figures if he recused himself, he might as well get every minute out of you.
Beer's running. Why not?
Yeah.
Right. So we have a quorum. Mr. Malay and Mr. Higgins are recused. The audio is not feeding back. Please, carry on.
Thank you very much. Here from the law firm of Dave Pitney on behalf of the applicant Ingerman Development Company, LLC. As the board may remember, this is a 100% affordable project consisting of 96 units. We received an amended preliminary and final site plan approval by resolution dated December 18th, 2023.
That was resolution 2023-04, correct?
Correct. Yes, resolution number 2023-04. Since the adoption of that resolution, the applicant has been working towards resolution compliance, which involves a number of things, including compliance with condition D1. That particular condition requires us to amend and revise the plans consistent with the comments that were received in the board professionals' review letters and any comments that we received that became conditions from the board members as well. So we are in the process of doing that. But there's also a condition that requires us to get outside agency approvals. So that process takes a little bit longer, and we are in the midst of going through that process, and the changes that are required by some of those outside agencies may generate some additional plan changes. So we're at a point where we could move forward and address the board professional comments, but then if we get the outside agency comments back, we're going to have to be updating them again. So we initially, in the materials that are before you, sought an extension through December 18th of this year. We were hopeful that we would have comments back from the county and DOT by the end of October, last month. We have not yet received those comments, so we're anticipating that it may just take a little bit longer to get that feedback from those particular agencies. We also have not yet submitted the TWA application. We were hopeful to have that signed off on by everyone. And
because you're waiting on the town.
We're waiting on the town.
Right.
So the TWA is a little bit tricky for this particular project because the project's located in the township. The conveyance system for the sewer is owned by the township CTSA. Those two entities have signed the TWA already. The applicant has obviously signed the TWA already. But then the town of Clinton is receiving the wastewater, so they also have to approve it. So we're anticipating now that next week they'll be adopting a resolution so that they can sign off on the TWA. They're doing it by resolution because they had some additional comments, so the plans have to change. So we're working through all of that. We do anticipate that it will take longer than December of this year, so I'd like to amend our request to seek an extension through June 30th, 2025.
That would basically be a year and two-week extension.
But given the DEP and stuff.
Correct.
To build and die.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what we're requesting this evening.
Anyone have any questions?
I don't see any. These are fairly common occurrences. We do, and we all understand the reasons why.
Right. And this is no fault of the applicant.
Other than, there's no other, you know, doing anything in the alternative would just be a cost.
Oh,
of time.
Oh, yeah. So it's not just that, it will be a calamity.
So it's really
a case for an exception. This was the
case. Yeah, right.
Question for clarification. This is specifically an extension
of the time,
of the date to sign the site plan.
That's correct.
And that pulls the other days forward to that.
Well, correct. But put it this way. This is not your typical, because this is a 100% affordable housing project, we don't have a condition saying that they have to pull permits by a certain time. This is just to keep it moving because we wanted to make sure that no one lost their funding. Okay? And we can say, but you now have your funding.
Correct. We do now have our funding.
So that's not a risk.
Right.
Yeah. But we still have certain deadlines we have to meet because of that funding. So we are just as incentivized to move this along as quickly as we possibly can. We just, unfortunately, need more time to get the plans together.
All right. So is there a motion to grant that extension of time?
To June 30th, 2025.
2025. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer and Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And it's not even
cutting something. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep. DEP has no timetable.
Well, we're hoping that their time period will, their 120 days, will stick to 120 days, but we'll see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay,
have a good night.
Yep.
You still get the COVID response when you call the EP? That's a year or two.
That's really funny.
I will note for those who listen to this, there is nobody, and there has been nobody from the public here, so those of you listening.
And just for the record, even though if they saw how many people voted there, it was a quorum. Four was the quorum, and after the two recusals, we had the quorum, all four, unanimously voted for the extension.
My other third attorney thought I could have sat for it, but, you know.
So,
better safe than sorry.
Correct.
So, I thought I mentioned before we kind of, I mentioned there was a request made by our fellow zoning board to if we would give up a potential December date, I think.
No, November. November 18th.
I thought it was December.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, pardon me.
No, it was December.
It was December 4th and December 16th.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So you know, my only concern is I don't want us to run into a problem. So if we can forecast out enough with enough confidence that we know we wouldn't have anything, that's fine.
Well, let's find out. Are there any pending applications in front of the planning board?
Pending as in what? I have an incomplete application that I'm still waiting on information from. And
20 days before December, 21 days before December 18th is the end of November. And even if it was deemed complete, you still have, depending on what kind of application is it? Minor site plan?
No, it's Square Rock Crossing.
Ah.
Major.
Yeah.
Major. It's 90 days to decide, so that's not.
So we don't have anything pending there. How about administratively, from it relates to any of the matters?
I don't know about affordable housing.
Yeah, we
need to be involved.
Do we have a meeting
So what day would you get on?
We don't know.
It's
the 12th? The board's second meeting in December. Whatever.
Right. The 16th, is that what they're now saying? Because it's the 4th or the 16th.
So are you still holding the meeting on the 18th of November? But we already gave that up.
Or did we already give that
up? We're going to give it up.
I don't know.
We didn't give anything up. The one we gave up is in the past.
So they don't want the 18th.
No, they want the 4th or the 16th. That's what we need.
The 4th. December 4th.
No, December 16th is the email I got.
It's the second.
The second. Those are the 2 days.
The only thing I want to know.
You get 2 days.
210 Main or which application?
210 Main and the and Teen Challenge.
So it's through December. Teen Challenge is into next year.
I have 11:25 for 210 Main.
Correct.
But is that the carry?
That's the normal date.
Right. Hold on for a second.
There was somebody in December.
And I understand. Hold on.
Okay.
You're right. November 25 is fine. That's their date. It was December because the BOA, the fourth Monday, is the 23rd, which is before Christmas. So the planning board meets on the 2nd and 16th.
Those are the 2 days that I was...
Right. So the Board of Adjustment wanted to know if they could have the 16th so that they don't have to have the 23rd because they had active applications that were going on for months.
So when do we have to decide? Can we wait any more? Because, you know, what I would hate to do is, I have no problem giving a date up if we don't need it.
Right.
But if for some reason we need it,
So here's the only issue. The only issue is by January 31, the township,
by resolution
of the township,
right.
Not the mayor and council. Mayor and council has to send in their number, their affordable housing number, to the DCA. I don't believe there's anything the planning board has to do about it.
Do we have to adopt the Highlands Ordinance before that?
But that's why I think we should be okay with that if it's introduced at the next meeting.
If it makes the next meeting now, so that's what I'm... It makes sense.
You know what? Stop for a second. So Kevin is right. We have to wait.
Just wait. Until we know.
Here's what I would say. As long as we can wait, so that if we can give them like a week or two's notice where they can...
No, it's not a week or two, because... Right. We will know... Most likely, after this planning board meeting is over, there's another committee meeting that's going
to
go.
May I suggest that we all, not that we need to, but obviously the chairman has the administrative authority.
Delegate to the chair to give up that meeting.
Right.
Chair, we probably will have a very good idea after this committee meeting tonight.
I want to bring that up because you guys are not at this point. She knows some emergency things. May I indirectly
make a request of the board?
All right.
That the board maybe, I don't know, have a meeting solely dedicated to Teen Challenge so they can get other business done and have a second meeting?
They've had a lot. We're going one step forward, two steps backward.
They've had a lot.
This is not the board's...
Yeah. This is not the board's fault.
It's not the board.
This is the applicant... Listen, we're on the record, but I will say this. This is factual. Teen Challenge started out with a representative from Teen Challenge as their primary witness. And then that guy...
Yeah, I have that part.
He no longer works there. Then they brought another guy in. Then that guy testified. Mm-hmm. And then they announced that was no longer the guy. Then they brought a third guy in. They finally finished that third guy's cross-examination at the last hearing session. I suggested to the applicant's attorney that she ask that the board excuse this witness. They said no. They said, well, we'd like him excused, but we plan on bringing him back every time. I said, if you bring him back, and a member of the public asks to ask him a question, it's going to be very hard for the board to say, oh, no, we excused him. You can't ask him any more questions while he's been sitting in the room.
Right.
So you basically have to make a decision. Ask him to be excused. Don't have him come anymore. No, we need him to come. So that guy's going to be back. And so now they're moving on to the main guy, they did the engineer, and then we were hoping they'd go, like, right to the planner to bring in a traffic expert to bring in...
A planner.
Another expert, and then the planner. So they get three more witnesses.
And then the objectors.
And then the objectors have an expert planner who's been sitting through all the hearings, and he's going to testify. And then there's a room full of objectors. And
each with questions.
Yes. So I don't want to say that he's being naive, but to say that the...
I just supposed that a meeting dedicated to that make you a little more efficient.
If they were prepared.
Ah, okay, well, understood. Point taken.
The only administrative thing that might happen, I forget what happens. We, the Pentagon Board sent a report to the Grey Rock Redevelopment Council, so it's pending. Does that, if council adopts it, does that come back or it's done? Grey Rock Redevelopment.
Did the Planning Board
do... The Planning Board issued the report.
That reviewed it?
The reviewed the report and sent it to council. So the report the council requested. So council is now considering said report.
Okay. I don't understand something.
Well, the Planning Board prepared the document.
Yes.
The council introduced the document.
No.
Okay. You haven't introduced?
You haven't introduced it? It's got to be introduced, and it's got to come back.
It's back. Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
You can't do this until January. Well, that's what I'm thinking at this point. So that was not going to matter this year, then.
Okay.
Well, then, that's fine.
Take Kevin's suggestion and let him make the decision based on the most updated information, which hopefully he'll have by the end of this evening.
Yeah.
If not by tomorrow.
By the end of the week.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, while we're wrapping up, any reports while we're for the sake of good order? We're meetings coming up next week.
There may or may not be that ordinance. There was likely to be a bond ordinance for the playground. We do have the $750,000 grant award, but we have to spend the money in advance before we get it, so we might do a short-term float. And we have some capital assumptions as well. A couple of mechanics to be hired. A mechanic to be hired. Another DPW hire, perhaps. So, some stuff in the pipeline.
Okay. Nice new audio equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Provided it records.
Okay. But you can't push it.
It'd be nice to have a mute.
You can't push it with no mute on it.
No, like we talked to the people installing it when we had our little run through, and it's missing a piece that makes it tappable mute.
Are they going to add that piece?
No, because it's not part of it.
We never used it really before.
Yeah.
That's Stephen's work. That's just the matter. Well, let's take a test. Watch this. When you listen to the recording, he's pressing the mute button.
Okay, that's a good.
Yeah. Kevin, let's do a test also. You push your mute button.
Yeah.
Stay muted.
Can you hear me?
We'll find out. Can you let us know?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I think they're pretty close.
Yeah, nice. No problem.
We'll find out.
The real test is we'll pick up Mr. Higgins when he talks.
Oh, I'm on the wrong one.
That's all I got. Environmental's not here, open space isn't here.
All right.
So? Oh, we do have an opening. If anybody knows of someone who might be able to fill the vacancy that we have.
Kate's spot is still.
On the which?
Who may fill the spot?
Oh.
We're Kate right here. Remember Kate Johnson?
Somebody other than town.
A freshman.
Yeah.
So, okay, age requirement or those.
They have to pass my test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the test.
They have to pass my test.
They also have to have more organization championships.
Pretty much.
Right. Maximum.
Yeah. Kate was. She was on
Historic. She was on Historic, so she.
Oh.
What is that?
Can we need some of that Historic?
Where did that
come from other
boards?
Like liaisons to other boards?
Mr. Versa is a member on the open space. Ms. Butcher is on environmental. And Kate, and it depends. So commissions and committees have different levels. Committees are okay, commissions are not okay.
Except for the environmental commission.
Right.
No, it's a commission as a advisor. Yeah.
So,
yep. For the planning board, you can't, environmental committee, your class 3 person is a municipal official. All the rest, class 1 is the mayor designated. Class 2 is a governed by a member. class three is a municipal official. All the rest have to be class four, but you can have the member of the environmental commission can be either class three or class four, depending on what you want to do. But in other words, anyone else who's considered a municipal official can't be on the planning board.
Right.
Yeah. And you can ask Trishka all about that, because when I had my concept of having the auxiliary board of adjustment, she took care of that one. But good.
Well, that's where committee chair, though, could be, because it's a committee, not a commission.
Right. Ask Trishka.
Right. All right. So, is there a...
I make a motion to adjourn.
Here, here.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Second, Mr. Mayor Malay, all in favor, yes.
Aye.
Aye. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.